Welcome back. This is an intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson for drum and bass drums, and we're dialing in a skill that separates OK drums from pro rolling drums fast. Top loop texture blending. When I say top loop, I mean the high frequency motion layer. Hats, shakers, ride wash, fully tick, noise air. It's the thing that makes a two-step pattern feel like it's sprinting at 174. Even when the kick and snare are simple, the goal today is to build a repeatable workflow where you can run one top loop for groove and one top loop for texture, blend them cleanly, and keep the snare in charge. Always, let's set up the session first, because clean routing makes this painless later. Set your project tempo to a typical DNB range, 172 to 176 BPM. Pick 174 to start. Now create 3 audio tracks and 1 group. Name them Drums Main, Top Loop A, and Top Loop B. Then group them into a drum group called Drums All. If you prefer a separate bus track, you can do that too. But the simple move is, group them, and put your overall bus style processing on the group, not scattered across 12 different channels. Now, before we touch plugins, we do the most important part. Choosing the loops. Selection is honestly half the blend. You want one loop that supplies pulse, like steady 16th hats or shakers, and another loop that supplies spray, like ride wash, noisy texture, foley, vinyl air. What you do not want is 5 loops all doing the same job, because then you're not layering, you're just building a phase and harshness machine. Quick checklist while you audition. Is it rhythmically steady? Does it sound overly pre-mixed, like it's drowning in a big reverb already? And does the tone match your direction? Jungle can handle more organic crunch. Modern rollers usually want tighter, crisp hats and controlled air. Once you've got top loop as your primary groove loop, and top loop B as your texture loop, we warp them properly. Double-click the audio clip for top loop A, turn warp on, and set warp mode to beats. For top loops, beats mode is usually the cleanest because it respects transients. Set preserve to 1/16 as a starting point. If it's too choppy, try 1/8, but 1/16 is the DNB staple for fast hats. Now, here's the don't ruin your loop rule. Don't spam warp markers everywhere. Use the start marker first. If the loop is late or early, fix that. Only place warp markers on strong, obvious hits if the loop drifts. And I want you to listen for pocket. If the top loop feels like it's dragging behind the snare, do a micro nudge earlier. Usually -5 to -15 milliseconds, is enough to make the hats feel like they're pulling the track forward. Coach tip. Instead of nudging clips forever, use track delay. Show track delay in the mixer and try this front-back illusion. Set top loop A to around -7 milliseconds, so it's slightly forward. Set top loop B to around +5 milliseconds, so it sits a touch back. Now your groove loop leads, and your texture sits behind it like a haze. That's depth, without changing warp markers. Next, eck. This is the foundational make space without turning down moment. On top loop A, add EQ 8. High pass it somewhere around 200 to 400 HC. If you're not sure, start at 300 HC. Your top loop should not be contributing low mid fog. It should be movement. Then listen for harshness. If it's biting, dip the 3 to 6 kHC area by 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q. And if the loop feels dull, you can add a gentle air shelf around 10 to 14 kHC, 1 to 3 dB, but be careful. DNB gets harsh fast, and it's usually better to add air on the sides later than to blast the whole loop louder. On top loop B, do a steeper high pass. This is texture, not body. Try 500 to 900 HC. Start at 800 HC, especially if it's a noisy foley layer. If it's sandpapery, dip around 7 to 9 kHC. And store this idea. Top loop B is allowed to be weird and characterful, but it must be band limited. That's how you get vibe without chaos. Now let's control transients, because top loops love to sneak in little spikes that fight your snare crack. On top loop A, drop on drum bus. Set drive around 2 to 6, and pull transients down, somewhere between -5 and -20. Start at -10. Boom should be off for top loops almost every time. If it's too bright, add a bit of damp, maybe 10 or 15%. The rule here is simple. You want consistent tick, not random hat stabs that jump out and make your snare feel smaller. If you prefer a more precise tool, you can use glue compressor instead. Set attack around 3 milliseconds, release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or auto, ratio at 2:1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not slamming it, we're just smoothing. Now to get that DNB polish, we'll do subtle multiband control. You can place multiband dynamics either on the drums all group, or only on the tops if your kick and snare are already perfect. If your mission is specifically top loop blending, I like it on the tops first so you don't mess with the punch of your main drums. Focus on the high band, above about 5 kHz. Use gentle downward compression, so occasional hat spikes tuck in by 1 to 2 dB during busy moments. That's it. If you go heavy, you'll flatten the life out of the groove and it'll start sounding like a static hiss. Next, saturation for glue and density, but not fizz. Put saturator on top loop B, the texture loop. This is the DNB trick. Distort the texture more than the main hat loop. That way you get grit and character around the edges, but your core groove stays clean. Set saturator to analog clip or soft sign. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Match the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. If it gets sharp, turn on soft clip. If you've got roar in Live 12, you can use it too, but keep it gentle. Low mix, like 10 to 30%, and aim for hair, not audible distortion. Now we handle stereo. Top loops can make your mix feel wide, but they can also make your snare feel tiny and your whole track feel unstable in mono. Add utility on each top loop. Start with width around 80 to 110%. If something feels facey, pull it down to 60 to 90. And do a quick phase sanity check. This takes 5 seconds and saves you from weird club systems later. On each top loop, hit mono on utility and toggle it on and off while the snare is playing. If the top loop gets louder, hollow, or changes tone drastically in mono, reduce width. You can also fix it with mid/side EQ, which we'll do next. Here's a powerful technique, EQ8 in M/S mode. On a top loop, switch EQ8 to M/S. In the mid channel, dip 3 to 6 kHz a little. That protects the snare crack in the center. In the side channel, if you want more air, add a gentle shelf at 10 to 14 kHz. Now you get width and brightness without crowding the snare. That's one of those sounds expensive moves, because you're shaping space instead of just lowering volume. If you want subtle motion, you can add auto pan on top loop B. Keep it tasteful. Amount 10 to 25%. Rate at half note or one bar, phase 180 degrees, sine wave. The point is gentle drift, not constant wobble. Now we do the big one. Sidechain the top loops to the snare. This is classic DNB clarity. At 174 BPM, everything is happening fast, and if the tops don't get out of the way for the snare, your drop will feel like it lost its punch even if your snare sample is great. On top loop A, add the compressor. Turn sidechain on. Choose the snare track as the input. Ratio between 2:1 and 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Set threshold, so you get about 1 to 4 dB of ducking on snare hits. You want to feel the snare step forward, not hear an obvious pumping unless that's your style. Then do the same on top loop B, but here's an advanced variation. Use a different envelope. Make top loop a tighter, faster release like 40 to 70 milliseconds. Make top loop B breathe a bit more, like 90 to 140 milliseconds. Now the groove stays punchy, and the texture inhales after the snare. That's movement. Pro workflow if your snare performance is inconsistent. Create a dedicated sidechain trigger track, like a C snare, with a clean snare transient. Mute its output. Use that as the sidechain input so your ducking is consistent every time. Now we get into the fun part. Arrangement and evolution. Texture blending isn't just mixing, it's storytelling. Think in rolls and ceilings. Pulse is steady and quiet. Spray is wide and animated but band limited. Accents are rare and louder. So here's a simple 32 bar plan you can steal every time. Bars 1 to 16. Top loop A only. Establish the groove. Bars 17 to 24. Bring in top loop B quietly. Texture creep. You should feel it more than notice it. Bars 25 to 32, both on, slightly louder, maybe slightly wider, and a touch more saturation on B. For build or pre-drop moments, automate top loop B with auto filter. You can sweep a high pass from around 200 Hz up to 1.5 kHz over 8 bars, resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. That creates lift and tension, without needing to add more sounds. And here's a crowd pleaser move that's subtle but dramatic at 174. Negative space. Kill all tops for half a bar before a phrase change, then bring them back. The drop feels bigger even though nothing got louder. You can also do call and response between A and B. Let A dominate for 2 bars, then let B swell for 2 bars with filter opening or a touch of reverb send. Energy moves. Headroom stays healthy. Quick gain staging target while you're blending. With kick and snare hitting, bring each top layer in until it just changes the groove. A nice sweet spot is each top track peaking around minus 18 to minus 12 dBFS individually. If you need way more level than that, The problem is usually tone shaping, transient control, or sidechain, not volume. Before we wrap, do the final balance check. The mute test. Mute top loop B. Does the groove still roll? It should. Mute top loop A. Does the track still feel alive? Some motion should remain. Solo snare with the tops. Does the snare still win? It must. And check at low volume. If the hats vanish, don't just turn them up. Add presence with EQ or saturation, or adjust the sidechain so they translate. Common mistakes to avoid as you practice. Stacking too many loops and wondering why it's harsh and facey. Not high passing enough, so low mid smear the whole drum section. Overwarping with too many markers and killing the natural feel. Making tops too wide so the snare feels small. Skipping sidechain and losing clarity right where the drop should hit hardest. Now your mini practice exercise, and I want you to actually do this in one sitting. Load a clean two-step kick and snare loop, or a break with reinforced one-shots. Pick two top loops, A for hats or shakers, B for texture. Warp both to 174 in beats mode, preserve 1/16. On A, high pass around 300 Hz. On B, high pass around 800 Hz. Use drum bus to pull transients down, around minus 10, B around minus 15. Sidechain both to the snare, ratio 3:1, attack 3 milliseconds, release 80 milliseconds, duck about 2 to 3 dB. Arrange 32 bars with the three energy states, A only, then A plus B low, then A plus B stronger with a bit more saturation on B. Export a rough and listen on headphones and speakers, and ask one question. Does the snare still slap when the tops get exciting? That's top loop texture blending in Ableton Live 12. Choose rolls, warp clean, carve space, smooth spikes, add controlled grit, control width, and sidechain for snare dominance. Then automate it so the tops evolve like a performance, not a static loop. If you tell me what substyle you're aiming for, minimal roller, jungle, neuro, or dancefloor, I can suggest two specific top loop processing chains and a three-state automation plan with exact parameter ranges.